It is KHUM, Garberville Eureka Arcata, online at khum.com. It is noon, and we're very excited. In an hour from now, guess what we got going? That's right. We have Upstage Live, so that's going down. But opening for Tommy Emmanuel on Upstage Live is the Redwood Coast Montessori students, and we're going to hear their ukulele music in just a sec. The reason they are here for the second year in a row is because tomorrow is a big old benefit called Are You Feeling Saucy? Say hi. Let's make sure your mic is on.
Hi.
Oh, no, it's not. Keep talking.
Hi.
Keep on talking.
What do you want me to say?
I don't know.
So this is our fourth annual Are You Feeling Saucy Spaghetti Feed and Sauce Contest. It's the biggest fundraiser of the year for our school. Money goes to supplies, curriculum materials, and things like that.
First of all, introduce yourself.
Oh, I'm Kim Burgell, and I work at Redwood Coast Montessori. I'm an assistant in the upper elementary classroom, and it's great to be here with our students that are going to play for you in a little while.
How many kids go to Redwood Coast Montessori?
We have 46 students now.
Whoa! Yeah. That's awesome.
It is awesome, considering we started with 16 4 years ago, yeah.
Nice. Well, everybody I know who's involved with that is super solid. Yeah. So Are You Feeling Saucy? The doors open tomorrow.
Actually, I am.
You are feeling?
Yeah, I am feeling
perfect.
Saucy. Yeah.
Doors open tomorrow at 5.
At 5,
goes till 7.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a good Arts Alive pregame.
Absolutely, yeah. And there'll be live music. There'll be great sauces. People enter sauces, and then you have a People's Choice Award where you can win $100. It's Saturday, not Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. What day is today?
Today's Thursday.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah. So we have a People's Choice Award where if you enter a sauce and you get picked, you win $100. And then we have judges that are going to be judging the event. And if you win, you get $100. So it's an exciting thing.
That is super cool. So last year, I just remember being sort of overwhelmed with the number of different sauces.
Mm-hmm.
But what's so cool about it is you know, it's participatory. Mm-hmm. You know, you have your little, I think three things that I could vote on, so I could pick three. And I felt like that was such a great trust that you put in the people, that you would let the people do that. And I want to tell you, I took my voting very seriously.
Oh, good. Yes.
My picks did not win, but that is part of the process. So it's how much again? Do we know how much it costs? Are you
it's
feeling saucy?
It's $10 for grown-ups and $5 for children.
All right, cool. And the Eureka Women's Club, just such a beautiful venue.
It really is. Oh, and children can enter their sauces as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so that's kind of fun. I don't know if you tasted any last year from the children.
I did.
Yeah.
I did. There were bananas. Are you guys, anybody here entering a sauce?
I am.
Talk into that microphone right there. And what kind of sauce are you entering? And what is your name also?
My name is Grace, and I'm entering a sauce, and I don't know what kind of sauce it is.
You don't know what kind of sauce it is yet?
Yeah, not yet.
It's called a mystery sauce.
A mystery sauce is what it's called.
Talking to the microphone.
My name is Lily, and I'm making a sauce. I'm pretty sure it's going to be vegetarian or meat. I'm not really sure yet.
But it's certainly going to, like, without doubt, it's going to be one of those two. It's going to be either vegetarian or meat. All right, cool.
Or both.
Or both. Yeah, you know what? Let me tell you, as a vegetarian, if you can figure out a way to do both, you would have a lot of happy customers, for sure. Let's do a little bit of music. Sounds good?
Sounds good.
Before we get started, I'm going to move a microphone, and I'm going to put it over here, and I want you guys to all say your name and your age, and then we'll get going. We'll start with you down there.
Hi, my name is Antares, and I am 11 years old.
Hi, my name is Zoe, and I'm 9 years old.
Hi, my name is Campbell. I'm 11.
Hi, my name is Grace, and I'm 10 years old.
Hi, my name is Risa, and I'm 9 years old.
Hi, my name is Lily, and I'm 9 years old.
All right.
Of course.
You guys ready to play some ukulele?
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
Totally.
Totally.
1, 2, ready, go.
I lost all my money, but a $2 bill, a $2 bill.
But a $1 coin, and I'm on my long journey home.
want all the money before the end of the week. The end of the week. Oh, the end of the week. I want all my money before the end of the week. And I'm gonna buy some new stuff.
I wish the whole world was made out of candy. Made out of candy, oh, made out of candy. I wish the whole world was made out of candy. And I'm on my long journey home.
I've lost all the money but a $2 bill. A $2 bill, oh, a $2 bill. I lost all my money but a $2 bill.
And it's my understanding that you guys wrote some of your own lyrics to that?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I want to talk to who wanted the world to be made out of candy?
Me.
And is that, like, if you decide to become a musician and a singer, will you sing more songs about candy?
Maybe.
What else would you sing about?
I wish I could have donuts every day.
Maybe you could just do, like, a sweet food kind of thing. Who else wants to be a musician? Who wants to write songs? Okay, we'll start with you. What kind of songs would you write about?
I would probably write about maybe rap songs.
Rap songs?
Yes.
Okay, what would you rap about?
I'm not really sure. Random things.
Candy?
Donuts? Maybe candy, maybe.
Oh, you've written a song?
Yes, I wrote a song. This song is called Magical Pony Flying Through the Sky.
Are you going to play it for us?
Sure.
Okay, Magical Pony Flying Through the Sky.
Magical Pony Flying Through the Sky, Flying Through the Sky, Flying Through the Sky. Magical Pony Flying Through the Sky, Flying, Flying, Flying Through the Sky. It's kind of a short song, but yeah.
Okay, I got a tip for you because I know some songs that you might like. There is a guy who writes songs. His name is Perry Grip, and he has a song called Space Unicorn. Does that sound pretty cool?
Yeah, it's a unicorn. Really cool.
Yeah, there's another one called Neon Pegasus Flying Through the Stars. These are like magical horses that fly through the sky. That's right up your alley. Who else wants to write songs? I saw a couple other hands go up. Grab that microphone. Say your name again and tell us what you would write about.
My name is Lily, and I'm not really sure what I would write about. I don't really have any ideas.
You could write about vegetarian and meat pasta sauces. Like when the vegetarians and the meat eaters could all get along. Who else would write songs? I saw one other hand. Oh, well, you talked about it.
Yeah.
Candy. Oh, what was it? What was your name again?
Your name?
Zoe?
Well, my name's Zoe, and I go to chorus, so there was this one song, and I turned it into a rap, so I can rap too.
Yeah.
I want to see a ukulele rap band. Do you think Redwood Coast Montessori School could do that?
Yeah.
That would be pretty
fun. It's a
funny
rap song.
Do you want to play it?
It's not on ukulele, but...
You want to just rap it?
Sure.
Do it.
Yeah, that's wait, Campbell. Campbell beatboxes.
Can I do it too?
Go. Give me a beat. In Dublin's fair city where the girls are so pretty, I first set my eyes on sweet Molly Malone. As a real weird bear through the streets wide and narrow, crying cockles, mussels, live, live, oh. Alive, live, oh. Live, live, oh. She was a fishmonger, and that was no wonder, for so were her father and mother before. And the real weird bears through the streets wide and narrow, crying cockles, mussels, alive, live, oh. Alive, live, oh. Alive, live, oh. She died of a fever and no one could save her. And that was the end of sweet Molly Malone. Now a ghost brings her bear through the streets wide and narrow, crying cockles, mussels, alive, live, oh. Alive, live, oh. Alive, live, oh. Screaming cockles, mussels, alive, live, oh. Word.
at 100%. That's so cool. If you're just tuning in and wondering what happened to K-Hum, it has been overtaken by Red Coast Montessori School ukulele students. Can we do another song? We got one or two more. Lindsay, what's the plan?
That's the only one that we really ripped up.
Oh, that's cool. I think we've gotten more than our money's
worth. A few people got a chorus. We know quite a few songs.
You guys know like America the Beautiful or anything? What was played last year? I can't.
We don't have music.
Oh well, don't worry about it.
Sorry.
No, thank you guys so much. Give yourselves a big round of applause. And one more time, Redwood Coast Montessori School, Are You Feeling Saucy is happening tomorrow, and the details one more time.
So we're at the Women's Club Saturday night from 5 to 7. Let's see, it's a spaghetti feed, sauce contest, live music, beer and wine, silent auction and raffle. We do have gluten and grain-free options available. You can check out our website to enter a sauce at www.redwoodcoastmontessori.org. And there were many local businesses that have donated to help us, and we're really grateful for all of the community support that we get. So,
do you want to plug them real quick?
Who?
The businesses who have helped out RCM.
Oh, I don't have a huge list.
Oh, don't worry about it. All right. Well, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. And again, Are You Feeling Saucy? Eureka Women's Club. It's on J Street tomorrow. It gets going at 5 o'clock.
Support our local children.
Oh, Lindsay. Here, have a mic.
All of these fine ukulele players are going to be there performing songs for you as well as the rest of their class. So there's going to be about 20 kids with ukuleles singing and playing music.
And what's your name?
My name's Lindsay.
Lindsay what?
Lindsay Battle.
Lindsay Battle.
Yes.
From Meet Me in the Morning.
Indeed.
That's right.
Yes.
Is that just the coolest, teaching kids how to play music?
It's super fun.
Oh, my God.
Oh, can you? I mean, look who I get to work with. They're a pleasure.
Oh, yeah.
So.
You might be outgunned, man. You're talented, but these kids have got it going on.
Well, that's the goal.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you, Lindsay. And thanks again, Redwood Coast Montessori School. Are You Feeling Saucy? It gets going tomorrow. We're going to take a quick break. Oh, golly. It's because I'm in a wine bar. I'm in a wine bar. I forget what day it is. All right.